This is Earth and Sky. Scientists are using nanotechnology, the science of the extremely small, to try to develop an artificial lung.
Todd Thorson is a bioengineer at MIT. He and his team want to help people with lungs weakened by diseases such as emphysema, cystic fibrosis, and pulmonary hypertension.
There's two aspects of the device that we're working on. One is to mimic the capillary structure of your lungs.
In other words, Thorson says, one challenge is to design a system that can push lots of blood cells through quickly under high pressure without tearing blood cells apart.
And second, we're trying to figure out how do we get enough oxygen generated or exchanged in these devices to satisfy the oxygen requirements of the patient.
Thorson envisions a small device implanted in the patient, and he has a novel idea. Have the device take some of the water in a patient's blood and separate it into oxygen and hydrogen. The device is coated inside with a special material called a nanometallic film. When water is in contact with the film and a laser shines on it, it generates oxygen.
Thorson says it may be 10 to 15 years before artificial lungs are ready for use. Even then, the first devices might only provide supplemental oxygen rather than completely replacing the lungs. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.